high road and easy way.
Life is hard.
My high road and easy way.
Life is hard.
My high road and easy way.
Life is hard.
My high road and easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome show of Easy Talk Live. We're about to get live. We got an awesome guest today. It's going to be incredible. This guest is, this is going to be fun. If you're an entrepreneur wanting to do your thing, then you need to listen to this show. You need to take your pens and papers out. And you need to take notes, because this guest has been very successful and owns a company that's worth over $60 billion in China, and the distribution is incredible. Met him with the American Chinese CEO Society, did an interview with him, and we just kind of became friends when we first met, and it's going to be a really fantastic show, so stay tuned, we're going to be bringing him on real soon here. But in the meantime, guys, wanted to let you guys know that we are syndicated and distributed all over the world. We want to say thank you, and we appreciate our syndication and distribution partners and Film On. And so I'm going to mention a couple of our partners here. We have Fan TV Global Networks, which Manny Pacquiao supports. Fan TV Global Networks, So Central Magazine, So Central TV, Now Hip Hop Magazine, Music That Pays, the United Nations of Beverly Hills Association, Shanghai Media Group, Hello Hollywood, Actors Reporter. It goes on and on and on. So our reach is well over 100 million people with all of our partner and affiliates relationships. And if you'd like to be a partner or an affiliate or an alliance of Easy Way Broadcasting, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Check out, go to our fans page or our website, and just hit us up. Let us know what you're doing, what you got going on. We'd love to talk to you. Our social media reach is over 250,000 followers, and my clout score is about 68, creeping on 68 to 70, which is pretty up there. We're considered internet experts, social media experts, and we do syndicate all over the place. So we appreciate everybody that supports us, and you got to always remember the team that supports you. That's really what makes a result of your success. And you guys can check out the website. You can basically see what we're doing with our magazine, Easy Way Angels, our events. We got the MTV Movie Awards coming up on August 27th and August 30th, thanks to CMT Solutions. We got so many different events. An event with Snoop Dogg and Matt Barnes, and we got a big event coming up. This is going to be fun, guys. This event is coming up this Saturday, and it's called Ball for a Cause. It's the number 4acause.org, and this event is actually supporting the Boys and Girls Club of Lake Forest programs. And there's over like 30 attractions, and Toshiba is sponsoring, and Sports Authority, and Mercedes-Benz, and LA Fitness, and of course Easy Way, and Networker on Wheels, and just so many different companies. I hear that American Idol. I don't know. I hear the word is the bird. This is not factual, but some birdie tweeted by and said something about American Idol supposed to be around and, you know, looking for talent or something. I don't know. So you might want to be there. Youth, adult tournaments. We have a 3-point competition, slam dunk competition, skills challenges, Special Olympics, wheelchair exhibitions, personal fitness, hip hop break dancers, OC best DJs competitions, live bands, a pet zone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want to know more information about that, hit our fans page up at Easy Way Broadcasting. Just letter E, letters Z, space, Easy Way Broadcasting. Yes, sir. So if you guys want to follow our movement and whatever we have going on, it's real simple. You just go to the website and click on subscribe, join the list, or text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, at 22828, and you'll get a text message back, and boom, you'll be right along the road of Easy Way fun. You can also download my application at ericzuley and join in on the fun. So this is a podcast show, guys. Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., it's live. You can listen to it on your mobile phone or your CPU. And we interview public figures, celebrities, producers, entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, people that can help motivate you. And we have them do it the easy way. We have a little fun with it, and we learn a little bit about them and how they got to where they got to, and it's going to be pretty awesome. So today's guest, coming up here real soon after our word from our sponsors, is the president of China Mobile, with, like I said, it's worth over $60 billion, and his name is Sean Lowe. Sean Lau, I hope I'm saying that right. And we're going to learn a little bit more about him here real soon, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends. Start tweeting. Start text messaging. Start emailing. Start Facebooking. Start LinkedIn-ing. That's hard to say. Start get it all ready because it's going to be a fantastic, fun show. So this is Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli on Easy Way Broadcasting. Listen to this quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, so this next commercial, use promo code 95335. Get yourself an Easy Way watch. Get yourself a discount. Promo code, discount code 95335. Don't forget.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. Yes, we are back. We're about to get live and direct. So a couple other events just to let you guys know, a little updates. We got the United Nations Southern California Business Forum coming up on September 30th. I hear that there's a lot of big names, a lot of great people going to be presenting things and speaking, and that's definitely one you want to mark on your calendar. Like I said, we have the Snoop Dogg, Matt Barnes, Celebrity Flag football game coming up on the 23rd. We have the Ball for a Cause on the 22nd. And again, you can go to our easywaybroadcasting.com calendar to know about everything that we got going on. We do offer a membership situation that allows you to have access to all these people. We teach you networking secret tips and how to make money with social media. And definitely, you know, make sure you check out our site, guys. It's a lot of fun. You can really learn what we're doing. So, all right, without further ado, we're going to go into who our guest is today. His name is Sean Lau, and he's the president of China Mobile, which has, and he'll be correcting me if I'm mispronouncing anything, but I hear about 800 million something members, million subscribers, people that have phones. They're one of the biggest distribution in China. And Sean Lau is a classically trained musician with an exceptionally high proficiency in programming, one that he is constantly building upon and growing. He has experience developing from microsites and landing pages all the way to high-volume web applications using the latest web languages, technologies, and techniques in integrating with many of the popular third-party APIs. He also has performance experience ranging from the solo works of large-scale choral numbers and has performed in Carnegie Hall. I don't know if this is the right before I mispronounce anything here, I'm just going to go ahead and bring Sean in here just to make sure that – So, Sean, I wanted to do a better intro for you, but I want to make sure. Am I reading your right bio? Are you a musician as well, or are you, am I reading the wrong
okay.
bio?
Yeah, I think, okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
so,
good morning.
My name is Sean Law, you know, and I'm the president for China Mobile International USA. So I'm in charge of the USA operation on behalf of China Mobile. China Mobile is the largest mobile operators in the world. Right now, there are more than 800 million subscribers, you know, worldwide. So besides of the, our operations in mainland China, we also have our operation in the other countries, including like UK, USA, Singapore, and Japan, and other countries as well. So I think, I don't know if Eric, do I need to go further to introduce myself?
That's incredible, Sean. I mean, that's beyond incredible. No, I'm definitely going to be asking you questions. So was I reading the wrong bio? You're not a musician and there's another Sean Lowe out there?
Yeah. That's not me. The guy saw
that's
it.
That's not you.
Wow,
okay.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I apologize. We're gonna have to switch that out then. Okay, well, let's go into who you – I mean, China Mobile is incredible. And me and all my fans have to know, you know, when you were a kid – starting out, did you always know that you were going to be a CEO of a billion, you know, $60 billion company? And like, was this what you wanted to do in the beginning, or was there another path?
I think, you know, when I was a child, I was in Guangzhou, China. It's the southern part of China. My father is a professor in one of the famous universities in Guangzhou. And at that time, I want to be an engineer. You know, during that period, I think most of the kids are very eager to be to be an engineer, to be a scientist in the future. Okay, that's our age's dream. You know, I never thought about I could come to the United States. I could be stand here to interview with you, and also we have a chance to to do some. Provide some international telecommunication business between China and USA.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. So you're in China, UK, USA. Where else is China Mobile in?
China Mobile. I think besides of these kinds of countries, we also going to set up around like 28 to 30. Office in all the other countries in the world, the whole countries in the world. For example, like I know it's like Toronto, like Brazil, like Australia. You know, in the coming 2 months, two years, we're going to set the office to those countries as well.
Wow, that's incredible. And I met you at one of the American Chinese CEO Society events. I interviewed you, and we kind of got a chance to get along. And when I was listening, you have over 160,000 something employees in the company. Help me out. Make sure I'm getting the right number.
I think for the China Mobile, I think China Mobile International is responsible for the international business. You know. Is outside of China, so we have around like I think for the all employees of China Mobile overseas, there are about a couple thousand of the employees worldwide.
Okay, a couple thousand employees worldwide, and then you're the company's worth over 60 billion or something like that. It's in the billions, right?
Yep, but it's not the international part. It's the whole China Mobile, including the mainland China operation.
The whole China Mobile. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you have any mentors or like, you know, I'm kind of like curious on your pathway to success, you know, like how did it kind of begin, and did anybody help you? I mean, obviously, did you go to college? I mean, like, tell us a little bit more about yourself and kind of how this all developed.
Okay. At the beginning, since I graduated from the universities, I have been always working in telecommunication industries. So after my received my master degrees in electrical engineering in China, I entered Guangdong Post and Telecommunication Administration, which later was broken out into the different company called China Telecom, China Netcom, and China Mobile. But when I graduated in, you know, in 1990s, at that time, we only have one, you know, in China, only have one entity to operate the telecommunication and post service, just like AT&T here, just like post office here. But I think in 2000, I decided to further my education in the United States. I have a chance to enter the State University of New York at Stony Brook and for my master's degrees in management and policy. And after the graduation from that university, I got the offer from one of my good friends and from China. They asked me to set up a company in Los Angeles to operate the international voice business, which just means at that time, we tried to, you know, terminate the voice from China to USA and other countries. And in the meantime, I would collect all the minutes of voice into the China. So, for example, when you make a call to China, and then we will have to terminate this call to China directly. So, and I think I have worked for that company for about like 8 years. And I know a lot of connections and got experience, you know, and I'm familiar with, you know, USA telecommunication practice. And in the meantime, I also supervise the business on behalf of China Motion. That's a listed company in China as well. And supervise the operation not just in USA and including the North America, Canada, Mexico, and also the UK. UK, that's a European operation at the time we call that. So, and I think probably, and then this company was acquired by another listed companies in Hong Kong. And after that, I left the company and set up my own company called Megatel. And Megatel is a similar company to provide the international communication business to the, you know, to the Americans. And that company I have run about like 5 years and pretty successful. And I sold the company to my partners, and then I joined China Mobile International USA. And that's it.
Wow, that's pretty awesome how the stepping stones kind of, you know, bounce off of each other. And so China Mobile is just so we can really grasp around what China Mobile is. Is it like a Verizon and they give you cell phones, or is it mainly a distribution type of?
It's like a Verizon or AT&T, you know.
Okay.
It's a Verizon,
okay.
Like AT&T mobility. You know, we provide, I think in China, we have a largest 4G networks. So right now, we have a base station, we have switch, we provide, you know, the consumers with the cell phone, with the service, with 4G service as well. And for operation in the United States, so the China Mobile most likely is provide the international communication between USA and China. In the world, for those Chinese company, when they come to invest in USA, and we will provide some, you know, communication service for them to easier connect back to China. And for those American company want to invest or doing business in China, we provide service here to let them to easier to use our service in China, in Hong Kong, in Taiwan.
He said easier, ding, ding, ding. I need to get like a sound that makes you go, yay, when you say easy or easy way. okay, so now, do you travel to, like, do you live out here or do you live in China? Because I see you out here.
Yeah, most of the time I live here.
You live here, okay. And
yeah.
So do you travel to China often?
Like 3 times a year, not often. I know some of the people, some of the businessmen, maybe like once a month they will fly there.
Gotcha. So what do you like? I don't want to like pin, you know, make you choose one, but I'm curious on which one do you like better? I mean, you live out here,
mm-hmm.
or China, you know, if you had to choose one, which would you choose out here, you know, California, or would you choose China?
I think if we have to choose one, I think probably I prefer to stay here.
Okay.
But if you think about which country is better for me to live, I would say, you know, either one, you know. If I can China, I have some, you know, advantages. And if I stay in the States, I also get some advantages. You cannot say which one is the best, okay?
No, of course. And what do you find different working in the U.S., you know, compound to China?
I think in China, for the business, it's most likely you have to meet a lot of people. You have face-to-face. That means that you have a lot of meetings face-to-face. You have a lot of dinners, lunches, business lunch, business dinner, and there are a lot of social activities. So you will always be very excited. But here in the States, most likely you will use your emails, talk over the phone. It's seldom for you to meet the people, you know, to blue pigeon face to face. And you can finish the deal easily. But if in China you don't see the person face to face, it's impossible for you to make a business with them. Okay? I think the most of the time probably the China, they don't have a very mature credit system. So that the people have to see you face to face to see if you are trusted. Okay, but I think in the States they have a mature credit system. You know, you do not need to face, but as long as we have a benefit, we can do business. Right? This is I think the big difference. So I think in China you will be super busy, but here sometimes you can manage your time. But in China, most of the time actually your times are managed by somebody else. Because you have to force to meet so many people, so many meetings. But here, you can, you know, it can easier for manage your own time, okay? That's
gotcha.
My feeling, the first feeling.
Okay. And, you know, you really need to stay cutting edge on a daily basis nowadays. You know, like it's what do you think of the transition of where the world's going to? You know what I mean? Like you look at what's going on with the presidency and the elections, and you see social media all over the place. You know, it's social media, it's digital world now. It's holograms. I mean, we're moving in 2016. What do you think of the technology and the transition?
I think everybody know about the internet. Like I think your easy way actually is a good example for the people right now. They can use the internet or the platform and to discuss ideas, to find some business opportunities, you know. And I think in China it's on development stage, I think. I think in USA it's more mature on how to use this kind of tool to the business practice. But in China it's just growing. We can see the USA and China definitely will be the largest two economic entities in the world. And there are a lot of interaction between China and USA, and also I think there's a lot of cooperation synergy between these two countries. I'm thinking about that. I think that China will be the potential, probably is the largest consumer market because of a huge population, and the middle class population has grown rapidly in the past two decades in China, and they're going to consume some of the products maybe USA can produce. And in the meantime, I think that in the USA there's a lot of innovations, especially in technology, in Silicon Valley, for example. So I'm thinking about that a lot of Chinese companies try to come here to use the talents here and to use the, you know, the environment or the system, you know, here to create some better opportunity for China. Because in China, sometimes you cannot find a good environment like this, like in the States. So I think they have a different benefit when you go to China and get to USA. They have a different benefit, but we have to use them, and that's a good way for the for AZV or for the ACCS, right? They can bridge these two, you know, big countries, you know, together, and to see what kind of things that they can benefit both sides.
Yeah, no, definitely, and we try to bridge the gap. We try to connect people as best as possible internationally and nationally. So let's go to the first day that we met, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You had Robertson introduced you to this tall white guy with a fedora hat and a microphone. What was the first things that were going on in your head? When you first met me.
I think you're very funny. You know, I know you're really smart, and also I know that because most of Chinese association, they just involve Chinese. You know, and Chinese broadcasting, Chinese newspaper, medias into this kind of a meeting. But Robertson is good because of bringing you, a white guy, there, you know, to let the people, let the the white people, white community to know, okay, about the Chinese communities. That's the good way. That's the things I when I saw you.
Oh, thank you. And so after you were done interviewing with me. What did you think when we were finished?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the. I think it's an easy way. I think it's good because I haven't seen any the radio or the broadcasting company like you who have a deep leap into the Chinese activities, because I know in Los Angeles in Southern California there's a lot of Chinese community. Normally they have a close group. You know, they talk each other. You know, they don't want to, but they don't have a chance to let the other communities, other minorities, to know what's going on in the Chinese community. So I think you did a good job to bridge this gap, to let the people know each other. It's good for not just for China and USA, it's for the whole world, because the communication is the king, to let the people understand each other.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's all about blogging and social media now, and apps, and and really connecting to like-minded individuals. And I noticed that China Mobile is connected to a lot of other brands, like a lot of other affiliates and partners and stuff. Do you want to, talk to us a little bit about some of the other people, some of the other companies, and some of the other maybe some nonprofits, some charities that you work with? What's China Mobile attached to that some people may not know about?
Yep. I think China Mobile, I think in the USA, we just pre-news in the USA. As I told you before, so we just started to offer some business last year. So it's 2014. So this is the second year for us to run business in the States. So we joined the ACCS. We also joined the CEC. It's another Chinese Enterprise Council locally. And we are work actively with them to have a connection with the mainstream, including the schools, the communities. We also participate some of the event volunteer events like I forgot the name actually, but it's we do involve some of the activities. For example, the donation one of the public schools in Santa Ana, we donate some, the money to them to let them buy some books for them and this kind of things. I will try to, China Mobile, I think, try to be involved in local community, even we're pretty new. But we try to be the one that is good corporate citizenship, in the United States.
That was one of my questions. Is do you look to support communities and schools? And I was thinking a lot of these schools because the way the transition of the technology, people don't even hold books anymore. They hold touchpads. They hold iPads, and then it's the apps that are on those pads. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's just such a different world. And I was just curious if China Mobile does support programs like that, because we work with Domino's. We work with schools all over Southern California. We work with a lot of different programs. And what we ultimately do, as you know, is connect people, connect situations. And, I think my best question would be, what is it that China Mobile is looking to do in the United States? What's the goals? What's the mission objectives?
Yeah, I think China Mobile want to be the good, the corporate citizens in the States. We try to let the people know China Mobile is a good company with a good reputation, and try to but not just try to make money, but also try to give its contribution to the society. So that's why we are very, you know, we also have some, you know, marketing awareness, you know, to help the people learn ourselves. At the same time, we can help the people, you know, to live better. So that's the one thing we can do. Another thing is that we try to promote ourselves, you know, to let people know more about the China in the States, because, you know, not many people have an opportunity to travel to China to feel what's going on there. Well, we try to do something here, you know, to let people to know more about the China, know about the world outside, to let them have an international will to look at this world and to make this world and make this globe better.
Okay. Sean, are you addicted to your mobile phone? What I mean is, when you wake up, is that the first thing that you do? Like most people, I don't know about you, but me, I wake up, the first thing I got to do is look at my phone. Second thing I got to do is look at my social media. Third, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you addicted like all of us, or what's your normal routine when you wake up and you do
your
day?
Similar. I think in the morning, first thing, because I have an alarm, you know, in my cell phone. So first thing, I have to turn off my alarm, and then I think about my social media to see, okay, what's going on? Somebody call me or something like that. And before I go to bed at night, I would check again to make sure I don't miss any important message on my social media, you know. So that's the way for a lot of people doing these kind of things. So it's really important for this, you know, the cell phone, the application there, you know. So right now they change the way for the people how to live, you know, every day, just like you.
Yeah, exactly. And so let's go to like the Oscars and the Emmys and the Grammys and all these big award shows and all these big entities and stuff. Does China Mobile, you know, look to get involved with like, you know, with big events or benefits and fundraisers and stuff? Or like, you know, are you looking to connect to the bigger entities to raise more awareness for China Mobile in the U.S.? Are you doing that currently?
I just mentioned that we just started to do business last year. So now we try to build up our infrastructure. So probably sooner or later we'll do that, but not right now. Because the current focus for the China Mobile right now is the enterprises. We try to help the enterprises in America go to China. We also help the companies from China come to United States. These are two segments we are focused on.
Okay. Do you have any examples of how social media has helped you personally, you know, or helped China Mobile? Anybody that you've met on it, you know, any success stories? I'd love to hear the success stories. Digital success stories.
Yes. For USA itself, we don't have many, you know, success story. I just mentioned we just started business last year. So we try to explore what kind of social media is easier for us to reach our target audience, okay, or target customers. And we try some of the, you know, for example, they call the some of the social media, they talk about the food, talk about restaurant, especially Chinese restaurant, okay. And we put some apps there and let people, we promote, for example, we promote some products. It's on the app, it's a Jago. The Jago is something like to let people to communicate easily back to China. They can link a China mobile phone in mainland China. When they travel to the United States, the people call that China Mobile number, the app can ring them up, but without any roaming charges. So this kind of thing, we try to use that some you know, social media, they focus on tell you somebody where to eat, you know, where they have a good restaurant. We use that. I think at the beginning it's pretty good. You know, I can see that, you know, that our number, you know, grows very fast. But and later we figure out, okay, because we don't have new products or new features to attract them. Even though you promote those ones on the same platform, you cannot get much newcomers. So we are thinking about that. First of all, I think in the coming years, we are thinking about we have to build up our products more easily used by the local people, by Americans. Because right now the product we produce is made for mainland China. So sometimes it's different. Just like like the big companies, social media American companies in the States, when they go to China, they need to localize. They need to adapt to the local environment and local habit. I think that's the lesson we learned, you know. Not the full story, but the lessons we learned. So we are trying right now to change our products, you know, to better, you know, suit to the local needs.
Okay. And what do you do to balance? You know, because I don't know about you, but me, I'm still working on the balance of personal and business. I'm still trying to find more of my personal life because business is taking over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think the balance is something like you have to try. You have to try because you have to test it. What's the balance? What's the balance point? You know, you have to try and then test it and get the feedback. And to retry and then get the feedback. You can modify it according to the feedback. That's the good thing to do. You know.
Okay. And for someone that's so much that has so much responsibility like yourself, being the head of a large corporation, you seem to maintain pretty calm. You know, you seem to do pretty well. And I know a lot of CEOs, man. I know a lot of entrepreneurs, and they're not nearly as calm as you. So do you want to share with us some of the secrets of how you're staying so calm and how you're maintaining?
Okay. I think it depends on, because different stage, the company have a different stage. Some of the stage probably focus on your product. Some of the stage probably focus on, you know, how to promote your product and let people know that. If you're not ready, it's better for you to keep low profile. When you have when you get ready and you can let people know what you are doing and let more people know and let people to use your products. So I think the different stage. I don't think China Mobile right now is the right stage to let everybody know, okay, you are doing these kind of things, because we are still in the at the very beginning. So we try to build our infrastructure in the States. We try to modify our product to meet the local requirements, you know. So it depends on. You cannot always, you know, keep very high profile. That's a different range. That's my opinion.
So you're saying that they're kind of not put the cart before the horse type of deal, like basically make sure you get your infrastructure, make sure you get everything, all the dominoes lined up before you really spread the awareness and put it out there so you get too much business and you're not ready. Am I correct?
You're right. Yeah, I think everybody have the similar choices, you know. If you're not ready, you tell everybody, you know, it's not a good strategy. According to my opinion, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, do you ever do coachings? Do you do trainings at all? How do you interact with your potential customers or audience or fans, or are you just one of those flies on the wall that everybody does everything for you?
No. So right now, actually, we are pretty target on those company who has business or who start to get in business in China. Those the audience that we are looking at, because. When they go to China and to do business, they need the telecommunication infrastructure. They need our service. So we'll approach those people. So another group I just mentioned is the Chinese company. When they come to the United States, they need telecommunication service as well. We'll tell them what we know how and what we can do right now, and to let them more easier to adapt to the local environment.
Okay, and let's go to ACCS, because ACCS gave us a lot of love, and we're proud to be an affiliated partner with them. And is there any people that you've met or any success that you could share with us that you've gotten through being an ACCS member?
Yes, I think for the ACCS, I think that a lot of a company has very successful story. For example, one of the company I think is a BYD. I know it's a they have a battery car, you know. But they do not focus on the battery car. They focus on the battery or truck and battery or bus. You know, those big cars and big bus. So they do not like Tesla. They focus on the very fancy cars. You know, they focus on the trucks and bus. According to what I heard, that those bus and trucks can cause a lot of pollution, you know, to the air. So that's why they focus on that area and to make sure those, you know, are clean vehicles, you know, to don't cause us more troubles in pollution. So I think that they're very successful for that, and I know the president, okay, Stella Lee. I think she's very good, you know, the good example. For I know it's very successful in the United States.
Okay. Can we go to you as an entrepreneur? Can we give a couple of tips and tricks? Can we give some advice to some of our fans? I mean, you're a really successful person. You're operating and running and controlling one of the more successful companies in China, and it's creeping into the U.S. It sounds like. And by the way, we're behind you 100%, man. I'm definitely going to talk to you more about how to, you know, build it in the U.S. and, you know, get more awareness and some partners and whatever. But just letting you know, easy ways behind you. But let's talk about maybe infrastructure and someone. Let's talk to those entrepreneurs out there that are building their business right now. Those small business owners. You know, like, let's talk some advice and maybe some things that you've done that has been successful that we could share with them, if you don't mind.
Okay. I think I think one of the things is, I think, first of all, I think about what's your strengths, and don't do anything you are not good at, you know. You think about according to your experience, your interests, you can choose a industry or choose a field you're familiar with, and also these fields have a very good growing opportunities. You have to choose a big market, not just choose a very small market, okay? That's the one thing. And the other thing is you have focus. You cannot think about that, I can do everything in a time. You can focus one by one. And every day you have a little progress, and then you will step to your goal and success, you know, at least one by one. So I'm thinking about that. First of all, fire area which you are familiar with and also have a potential to grow. And the second one, focus. Just do one thing at a time. You know, don't spread your energy to other things, you know. Just focus one. And then these are the two tips I want to give the entrepreneurs. I used to be an entrepreneur as well, you know.
Okay, well, thank you. No, I appreciate it. So you're saying don't spread yourself too thin and focus on one. I mean, you could do a bunch of things, but make sure you put a lot of time and energy into one particular project and close that project, get it done, make money with it, then move to another one. Okay, okay. And well, we have time for a couple callers, and we actually have a caller here. I'm going to go ahead and grab on. We always give our callers a chance to do questions and answers with our guests, and so we have a caller that's a 949 area code caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Caller, last chance. 5406. Are you there? Okay. No, they're not. So, all right, cool. So Sean, you know, it's really cool to be able to. I appreciate the time. I know how busy you are, and so give us an idea of how busy you really are. You know, who are some of the people you have meetings with, and like, what's your schedule today? You know.
Okay, I think normally we have some meetings. For example, every day normally we should have one or two meetings. I don't want to. I don't want to, you know, too much meetings in a time, and within time I will prepare another, you know, we have a called monthly analysis, operation analysis meetings coming in Monday, and this afternoon and most of the time I will spend on prepare for that report. That report is for the whole international sections, all the companies, all the companies, managers, and they will have that meeting. During that meeting, we'll tell you something about what's your operation for the last month, and what's your plan for this month, and what's the performance for that, what's the problem, and these kind of things. So this afternoon, definitely, where we spend the whole afternoon to prepare that report. I will that meeting will be held the coming Monday. You know.
Okay, okay.
And also in the meantime, I have a meeting later, probably the lunch meetings, and then we'll talk about one of our potential customer partners in downtown LA, so we have a lunch meeting with them, you know.
Gotcha. Well, make sure you save that best meeting for last. It's called the Easy Way Meeting, right? Make sure you business is done at a faster pace due to, you know, the days of technology and what's the transition, what's happening. Do you think that this is good for the stock market?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think so because of technology, because of social media, the people can do things more easily and quickly, and the information will be more, you know, accurate, and that will make the people make a decision quicker, and then you will move faster.
Ah, okay. And is your company public? Is it a public company or is it a
yes.
general? It is okay.
It's
so it is a public company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead. And we have another caller. We're gonna go ahead and give our callers a chance to. Hey caller, it's 949 area code. We have our wonderful guest Sean Lau. Low. Am I saying it right, Sean? Lau. Lower. Lau.
Sean Lau. Sean Lau. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Lau.
Sean Lau.
Sean Lau.
Yes. Yes.
He's the president of China Mobile. And where are you calling from, caller? And what's your question?
Hi. Hello. Am I on?
Yes,
hello.
You're on, caller. How you doing? What's your name?
Yes.
Where are you calling
Hi,
from?
Sean. Hi. Interesting.
Hi.
Story. Thank you. And well, I appreciate all your efforts, Sean, for what you're doing here in the States. And I know it's such a transition when you're expanding a market, and with the technology today, I've noticed how everything it's up and down every day. I mean, you can be on top, and all of a sudden the market can go down and it's back up again.
Yeah.
I dealt with all that back in 08 and way before that. It's hard to really count on where things are going. You have to have backup going. And you're really expanding this, and that's what it's all about. When you're doing business out here, it's a time-consuming process. It takes time to coordinate. How do you think it is with the, you know, with so many companies involved in technology? You really have to keep up with the market and how everything changes. How do you find time to? Is it a daily research? You have your team trying to keep up with everything.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Nice to meet you here. So thank you for your question. Yeah, you're right. You know, technology is changed so rapidly. You know, sometimes they can make one company growing really fast, and also they can make one company that. And just like Nokia. Nokia, everybody, I think like 10 years ago, everybody have a Nokia phone. So right now it's gone, totally gone, right? Everybody have an iPhone, okay? So we have a bunch of team. So actually we have a research center in Silicon Valley. They try to track what's the new technology in our field. And they will write a report to the management to let them decide which trend we should go. Because we can think about most of the revenue right now from China Mobile is voice. But everybody know voice will be lower and lower because of there's so many replacements right now. They can use social media, WhatsApp, whatever. They can talk with that one. So that's voice. The second part we can see right now, we are thinking about the data, because of the smartphone let people can browse the internet, right? So that means the data charges, the data revenue will be going up. I think in the next few years we can see, you know, because of right now we use 4G and then 5G and talk about
6G. Yeah.
And that means that the speed will be, you know, faster and faster. The people use up those data more and more. And this is the second way we can see. But the third way we can see is we call a digital service. What's a digital service? That means what? That means that once you have a phone, you can do everything. You can do shopping. You can find whatever you want. There are so many things you can do, right? We put a lot of effort to study how to use this cell phone. And combine with our, you know, and cooperate with our partner, with our partners, to provide a total solution, or you have the complete service, you know, like a portal or something, to offer to our customers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know. So maybe later they not call apps, but somebody told me the apps will be gone because it seems right now the cell phone company tried to do something built-in functions.
Mm-hmm.
Built-in function into the cell phone itself. You don't need to download the app. When you get a cell phone, you have a chance, you can have a social media, you can talk to anybody, for example, in Russia, in the UK, you know, without downloading the app. You know, these kind of things, they will happen probably next 5 years, or maybe 10 years, you know. Yeah, definitely you're right. We have a whole team to do this. But some technology, I think, probably will fail. But some technology will become the dominant.
It's
know?
A numbers
we
game,
have to,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely a numbers game, but you answered my question when you know I was going to say, where do you see all this going? And it's constantly evolving, and it's beyond amazing. I mean, the science fiction that we used to see back in the 50s is reality now.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
We didn't even look ahead for what could you believe back when you were younger that the phone you held in your hand would be doing what it could do today? you would never believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, that's the fiction. You know what I mean, yeah, the fiction. Probably like 20 years ago, there's a fiction, but they didn't mention about the internet. They mentioned and other things. But some of the things become the reality right now. But some of the things is still going on. You know.
Well, it's amazing. I'm impressed by what you do and everything you're trying to do. So keep up the good work. I'm driving here, so Eric, you know, good easy show and Sean, I'm like I say, I'm really amazed because I don't have that talent. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thank Paula, you.
We always stress: do not ever listen to our show and drive. Don't ever put yourself in harm's way, please. But thank you so much for calling in and talking with our guests. Those were great questions. Okay, so Sean, let's go into Sean Lowe, and who Sean Lowe is. Do you dance? Do you make food? What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun?
I think I play golf. So sometimes, you know, but right now not much golfing. But I used to play golf, and that's a very good exercise for me and talk to people. You know, because you spend a couple hours on the golf course, and then you can talk to your partners and talk to the whatever you play with, and then you can, it's a relax for me, you know. And even though I have very tight schedule on the meetings, you know, in office, and then I would try to find some time, you know, to have a golf. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear the biggest meetings are not in offices, they're on a golf course.
Ah, You're right. That's the one thing I do. And the music, I just listen to some music, but not the American music, but some Chinese music, you know.
Oh, okay.
Our company also have a karaoke, you know, I think activity last Friday. So in one of the Chinese karaoke store, you know, this is the one thing. This is something. Yeah, not much fun. Okay, I told you. I'm most of the time I spend on the business side.
Gotcha. Okay, and so for all the ladies out there that listen to my show, Sean, are you single?
No, I'm married with the three
kids.
Okay,
sorry, ladies. I got a couple questions here, so I try to ask the fans questions. Okay, so Sean, tell us something. Tell Easy Talk Live something that nobody else knows about you. Tell us something that's just really cool and incredible, or a story that you've gone through, or just tell us something that nobody knows. I will do my research, so make sure. Okay.
Okay. Nobody knows. I don't know. I think most of the things everybody knows that. But it depends on who, you know. I don't think I have any secret nobody knows. I should have something, you know. Everybody know. Yeah, it's very hard. Very tough question for me, Eric. You know.
Oh, that's no fun. So you can't think back when you're a kid and somebody's stealing your lunch money or something. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, we'll go back to that. What we'll do, guys, we'll put it on the blog post on the site. We'll go back to that question. You can think about it for a little bit.
Okay.
And, I appreciate your time, man. You're a really busy guy. You've given us over 45 minutes here for a wonderful interview. We'd love to have you back. Love to support you in your endeavors and whatever you're doing. I have some great people I'm looking to introduce you to. Is there any friends or families or associations you want to shout out on air? Because just so you know, too, Sean, this show does get syndicated to the UK, to China, to Japan, to Vegas, Orange County, Los Angeles, Mexico, Canada. It gets out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
So do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to say to anybody?
No.
No? Okay.
No, just thank you, just thank you, everybody's time. You know, I know right now it's the world is becoming much smaller because of the technology, because of the internet, because of social media. You know, everybody are closer. So that's why that's good for everybody. You know, we should have a better world for our, you know, for our younger generation, and we try to make this world more friendly, you know, more friendly, more peaceful, more cleaner, you know. That's our goal, you know. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Eric.
Oh, definitely. And what's your social media? Do you have any ways people can follow you or get in touch with you?
Facebook. I have a Facebook account. I think the Facebook account is it's a Sean Luo, SEAN, and think LUO. I think probably you can figure out me, and the LinkedIn as well. LinkedIn that you can easy to figure out my because of I use the China Mobile International USA as my the employer. So I think those are social medias that you can find me.
Okay, because I found another Sean Luo, and that's what the bio we put on. We took that off, by the way. So there's another Sean Luo out there. just so you know.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And before we let you go, can you do me a favor and say, hey, I'm Sean Luo, president of China Mobile, and I'm doing it the easy way?
I think I'm Sean Luo. I'm China Mobile International USA. I'm doing it easy way.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Now, don't go anywhere. We have one last question for you. It's called the Easy Way Challenge. We do this with all of our guests. We're going to go a quick commercial break, guys. This has been the entrepreneur segment of Easy Talk Live and Easy Way Broadcasting, which is powered by WTV Networks, very, very large network to work with Akon for Akon's Convict Music for a long time. And so I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We'll be right back. Sean, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of Easy Way Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460. 310-910-7460.
All right. We are back. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We are back with Sean Luo. So here we go, Sean. Here's the last question of the day. I'm going to give you the Easy Way Challenge. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for the Easy Way Challenge? You sure? All right. My Easy Way Challenge for you is I challenge you to give me a blank check signed by you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I challenge you to we work with about 37 different nonprofits. I challenge you to maybe make a donation or something to a nonprofit of your choice. Something simple. But no, we appreciate it, man. We do the best we can to help get public figures like yourself to the fans, give them a chance to interact a little bit. Appreciate it, man. It's been a great interview. I know you got some things to go to. I'll contact you off air, talk to you about a couple other things, and we'll get you the blog post, and hopefully you can help us put this out there to China, and some of your people. And how did you enjoy the interview? How did you enjoy doing it the easy way?
Great. It's excellent.
All right. Well, good to hear. I love it. So, all right, guys, this is Sean Luo, S-E-N-L-U-O, and he's been on Easy Talk Live. We really appreciate it. You've been a great guest, Sean, and I'm proud to call you a friend and looking forward to doing some great stuff. And you're so busy being in your position. And so We really appreciate you, man. So you really gave us a lot of time, and good luck with your next thing. And I'm going to give you the easy way magic. I'm bestowing it upon you. You will close your next deal. You will close your next deal. No, okay. All right, Sean. Thanks so much for your time, brother.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you much, sir. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, that was Sean Lowe, the president of China Mobile. Definitely check it out if you don't know about it. Look up China Mobile. They are your communication hub from the U.S. to China. If you're, like you said, if you're a business looking to do business in China, you want to definitely get with Sean Lowe and China Mobile. We're proud to be affiliated with great individuals like this. Hopefully he gave you some good advice. I thought some of the advice was pretty good. And we're going to go to another quick commercial break, a couple words from, some information you guys need. And remember, you guys also every Monday at 10 o'clock, we also have Baby Boomers Live. I definitely recommend, checking out Aretha Gray from Betty White's Up the Rockers and my dad from Knights of Columbus. And don't go anywhere because I'm going to give you some information, what we're doing in Orange County, some new updates, some new stuff. And this is Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we are back at Easy Talk Live, and this has been a fun show. So I'll tell you guys who our guest is next week. Don't go, make sure that you're not out of town or you're not listening. Make sure you stay very closely to your mobile cell phone or your CPU, because you're not going to want to miss this show. So we have Asia Newsom. She's known as Super Business Girl. And I saw her on NBC, I think it was. I saw her on one of the real big networks on TV. And she's known as Detroit's youngest entrepreneur. And at just at 11 years old, she makes and sells her own candles and merchandise under this business, Super Business Girl. And Asia's mission is to recognize the true potential in every child and develop intrinsic security that makes optimum use of their individual talent. So she was born in Owosso, I'm probably mispronounced, I apologize. And she's raised in Detroit, Bitmore neighborhood. She started Super Business Girl at the age of 5 years old. Okay, I had to have her on the show because of her age and how smart she is, and hopefully she can inspire a lot of those, a lot of the kids and the youth that want to be entrepreneurs. She learned how to make candles from her father. She's won numerous awards, including being named Griot's top 100 list. Asia's hopes is to open up a shop in downtown Detroit and become the city's youth mayor. This girl's 11 years old, but also her plans is to finish middle and high school so she can attend Michigan State University. And Asia's appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, America's Got Talent, Disney's World Cinderella Stage, MSNBC, 2020, ABC News, and NPR, just to name a few. She was featured in prominent photographer Bruce Webster's Detroit exhibit and was a keynote speaker for TEDx Detroit. And so she's doing some amazing things. We're going to talk to her a little bit, really kind of get into her head. It's going to be a lot of fun. So don't go anywhere, guys, or don't miss out. Make sure you mark your calendars next week, Thursday. That is our guest. It'll be a really cool show, I think. Also, guys, remember, we are looking for you. We have our Film On channel. We have a lot of opportunities to put you out there. We have over 25 different platforms to put brands on. We are an organization that really kind of helps get your brand out there. And we open up beneficial doorways, expanding your enterprise through cutting edge marketing, social media, and beyond. We go beyond marketing. Now we resource the most powerful online tools, search engine optimization, and blogging. Our outreach through our network of affiliates is 100 million plus. We have over 10 years of building variety and resources that will increase your clientele and add far greater awareness to your brand expert. We give you expert advice, articles online, blogs, magazine, talk shows. We use YouTube, the YouTube channels, events, red carpets, public figure relationships, investors, producers, many company owners, and business organizations. We have our relationships with. So review our programs. Whether your goal is reaching a local market, national or international, we can help you reach your goal. And you know, we use the old adage: the proof is in the pudding. So. Let us increase your clientele if you're looking to get more clientele, increase your brand, get into different positions. Our board members are very established people. We have access to a lot of the doorways. And check out our Easy Way Access memberships. You can go to easywaybroadcasting.com and the services to get more information. And we have a lot of customer service reviews, testimonials and things like that. So we have a digital magazine. We have a great, great team. And, you know, we cover these events, and you can check out the photo section. And all these events, we get the Hollywood Music and Media Awards coming up on November 11th, and we got the Silver Spur Awards with a tribute to Gunsmoke coming up on September 18th. And we got a lot of really cool events, and we're just doing our thing, man. So you can follow us. You know, it doesn't cost you anything. Just follow us on social media. And you know, if you ever want to talk to me, you can hit me up on Eric Zuli for Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. I do have a verified account on Facebook as well as Twitter, and you hit me up on Instagram. And our distribution, so I want to announce a couple of our partners and alliances, our affiliates. We're very appreciative of Domino's, WGC, CEO Space, LaTip International, American Chinese CEO Society, Shanghai Media Group, Global Events, WPS Events, Bright Life Music, the Music and Media Awards, World Dance Awards, the Peace Fund Foundation, Love All Humans, Music That Pays Magazine, Oasis Magazine, AV Entertainment Live, Multicultural Motion Picture Association, American Society of Young Musicians, Soul Central TV, Soul Central Magazine, Hello Hollywood, Film on TV, CBC News Today, Ball for a Cause, Actors Reporter, G Block with Fox, Tribune, Fan TV, Global Networks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If I missed anybody, I apologize. And if you want to be an affiliate or a partner of ours, hit us up on our fans page. And if you're interested in any of our services, you can go to easywaypromotions.com and just fill out the form. We'd love to help you. We've helped a lot of people, a lot of people. If you go to our services section, you'll see that we've worked with Domino's. We've done a couple big projects with them. We've worked with Pearl Records, with Universal, Rads Records, Bright Life Music, DA Experts, Department of Children's Services, the Oscars, Fame and Philanthropy, which was a big event we did with James Cameron. Numerous designers. We did a big event at the Los Angeles Convention Center. We've done 3-day events. We do big conventions, and we just come in and throw the A1 steak sauce on your steak if you're looking to cook something good for your customers. And so we really appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening today. Really fun show. Hopefully you enjoy it. And please, guys, if you do enjoy the show, if you like me at all, just a little bit, press the like button. Go on the website and press the like button. Press the share buttons. Please press those buttons. Those really help us out. Post your comments. We love to hear the feedback from you. Subscribe. Please subscribe to our mailing list so you can keep up to date. I do have my application. You can download that. And, we really appreciate you guys for tuning in and taking the time to this. Tell your friends. Please tell your friends. Shout-outs to all of our sponsors. Shout-outs to DA Experts. Shout-outs to all of our partners and to everybody, especially a big shout out to NowHipHop.com and Soul Central TV. We have channels out there in the UK, Actors Report, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV, Global Networks, numerous magazines. Download the app, tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully you enjoyed today's show, guys. I am going to take off because I got some things to do here, but love you guys. Hit me up. Don't be afraid. Don't be a stranger. I love, love, love hearing from you. Remember, hashtag the number sign Easy Way. Letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. If you mention anything that has to do with us or people that you've met or networking that you've done, people you've come across, if Easy Way supported you in any way, if we've helped you, please use that hashtag and let people know about it. Push it out on social media. I love you guys. Tune in next week. We got the really awesome guest. I told you she's 11 years old, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Looking forward to that one. And if you guys want to be on the show, hit us up at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com or just go to the website. This has been Easy Talk live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us on your mobile phone, CPU. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you guys next week. I am Eric Zuli, and I'm gone. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.